A big hotel merger is in the offing. Is it time now to use those loyalty points before the merger goes through? More in a moment.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Starwood Hotels and Resorts Worldwide has agreed to a sweetened $13.6 billion offer from Marriott International. The deal trumps a recent boosted bid from a group led by China's Anbang Insurance Group, and it would form the world's largest hotel company. But how will the merger affect those people known as Starwood Preferred Guests who participate in the company's very popular rewards programs? We put this and other questions to Brian Kelly, the Points Guy, the publisher of PointsGuy.com. Brian, first, how do these loyalty programs generally work?
So there are two main ways that people can earn points in hotel loyalty programs. First is by spending money at hotels. And second, and most importantly, is by spending on the co-branded credit cards. And Starwood has a really strong relationship with American Express, and Marriott has ties with Chase.
Assuming this merger goes through, and it doesn't seem as though we've gotten any further update at this point, Brian, is this going to result in a mad dash by Starwood Preferred Guests to use loyalty points? Do you feel that they should act now?
There are definitely a lot of nervous SPG members out there because, frankly, the Marriott program is a much different program, and the points are worth less than Starwood points, and quite less, actually. That being said, Marriott has said that they're not going to completely devalue the program, but as we've seen with airlines, generally when programs merge, benefits will go away.
And adding to that, Starwood customers may be worried about how such a deal would affect their ability to earn and redeem reward program points and perks such as free flights and room upgrades.
Exactly.
You're saying, or the implication is that all these could sink in value if the program is no longer independent and, you know, customers may have to adopt Marriott rewards instead?
Exactly. I mean, when you think about the point of an acquisition or a merger, it's to gain synergies, as they call it. And generally when that happens is they take out the really, really profitable aspects of the program. Now, I don't think Marriott's going to gut Starwood overnight, and they even recently came out with a statement saying that, look, nothing's going to happen right away. You know, they need to get through the regulatory, hurdles first, but they are going to combine into one program, and that has a lot of Starwood members worried. At what rate will they transfer Starwood points into Marriott points? In most airline mergers, it's been one-to-one, but if Marriott folded Starwood into Marriott at a one-to-one ratio, I think that would be catastrophic.
Yeah, that's too bad for Starwood customers. Now, Starwood's hotel brands, if my understanding is correct, include Westin, Sheraton, W, and St. Regis. I mean, the merger could work out potentially terrifically for customers, you know, since members of both programs have more hotels and loyalty programs from which to choose. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not all bad news for Starwood or Marriott. I think another big issue is for Starwood Platinum members like myself. Right now, Starwood Platinum is a very, very lucrative program. They give suite upgrades. They've got a lot of perks like being able to check in any time of the day. Marriott does not have as lucrative of an elite program. It's a much, much larger program, so they invest less large scale in the elite program. So that's another aspect of the program where people are fearing once it's melded into this gigantic loyalty program, that specialness of the Starwood program will go away.
Yeah, I get the feeling from what you've been saying that, Starwood customers, the wheels are really turning in their heads as far as, when to use the program, like right now.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time, points, whether they're airline miles, credit card points, lose value over time, right? They generally increase the amount you need for rewards. So if you've got Starwood points, use them. In fact, if you have any points, use them because the value you're going to get next year will likely be less. Use them now, but don't panic, because when you panic, that's when you really lose value.
And finally, Brian, added to what I said about the merger, you know, Starwood getting the sweetened offer from Marriott, do you have anything to add as far as where any talks stand or where this merger is going, or is that not knowable now?
I think Marriott's got the deal, to be honest. You know, there have been rumors that Chinese regulators won't approve a new offer from Anbang because their foreign assets are at too high of levels. And there's also, you know, Marriott's CEO, he's been visiting Starwood headquarters almost weekly from what I hear. This is kind of a career highlight for him, and I think if he lost the Starwood deal, it would be a major black mark on his record, and I don't think he's going to allow that to happen.
What brand specifically does Marriott have besides its own?
You know, Marriott has a number of brands. You know, JW Marriott's their premium brand. They've really been focusing on lifestyle brands. So they've got Renaissance. They've got AC Hotels, which is a Spanish brand that they're launching across the U.S. Autograph is their kind of luxury collection. But between Marriott and Starwood, they're going to have over 30 brands. So I think a lot of people in the industry think there's going to be some consolidation there as well, and maybe Marriott even selling off the Sheraton brand to make back some of that some of those extra billions they've had to cough up for this acquisition.
Interesting. We have to stay tuned, obviously. Brian Kelly, The Points Guy, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.